Good morning from the ESPN 1450 Sports Center. I'm Luke Neer. Here's your look at Saturday sports. Coming up at 11:30 right here on the flagship station and across the Virginia Sports Radio Network, number 8 Virginia men's basketball gets back to the floor, hosting number 12 Villanova at John Paul Jones Arena. Heading into the clash of two top 15 foes, head coach Tony Bennett examined what he sees in the visiting Wildcats.
They really spread you out more than most teams offensively. It's very good. And then defensively, they get after you. They're just complete. And when we put the schedule together, we said, let's try to find the best available game. This was the last game we had. And we looked, and this was absolutely the best, one of the best in the country.
Three games remaining on the non-conference schedule for Virginia after this afternoon. Against Villanova, they'll face Cal on Tuesday and wrap up with Oakland on the 30th. More quality basketball matchups to look forward to today concerning ACC teams. Number 7, Duke is up at Madison Square Garden to tangle with Utah. And also number 11, North Carolina takes the floor against number 22, UCLA from the Barclays Center. That's a 1 o'clock tip-off. Let's go to UVA women's basketball briefly. A nice win over Charleston Southern last night. Joanne Boyle, on the way her team is improving this year compared to last.
I think between the pressing, the pushing tempo, and putting more people on the boards, upped our shot attempts. And so those three things in particular, I think, have served us well thus far.
Let's go to college football and bowl games scheduled for this weekend. At 3:30 this afternoon, BYU goes head-to-head with number 22 Utah. It'll be Bronco Mendenhall's final game coaching the Cougars before heading to Charlottesville. And finally, here's your look at the NFL. Tomorrow, the Washington Redskins, a critical matchup at home, hosting the Buffalo Bills at 1 p.m. Final game of the regular season at FedEx Field. For the competitors in the NFC East Division, a three-way tie, of course, atop the division. But the Giants and Eagles also with 6-7 records. The G-Men host the unbeaten Carolina Panthers. And the Philadelphia Eagles at home as well, hosting the Arizona Cardinals. That's going to do it for your look at Saturday sports.
June News Radio 1070 and 98.9 FM WINA. A little bit of really light drizzle. Seriously, if I was in my car right now, it'd be one of those where you couldn't even leave your washer, your wipers on. You'd have to turn them on, turn them off. A while later, turn them back on again. That's how light the rain is here on Rose Hill Drive. Varying degrees around the area, though. Going to be out of here by this afternoon, but the clouds are going to stick around. High of 64. We're at 49 now. Once again, it's 10-70.
Can you say that again?
No.
Turn it on, turn it off, turn it on again.
98.9 WINA Sports.
There you go. All right, Rick, let's go right to UVA men's basketball. And now number 5 in the nation following an impressive win over Villanova. They're back at it tonight on the home floor at John Paul Jones Arena, and another test in the non-conference. Cal pays a visit. The Golden Bears are 9-2 on the year. Start of the year in the AP Top 25. Head coach Tony Bennett takes a look at the opposition.
They're certainly capable preseason top 15 team. As the season's going on, they're starting to play better and better. You can see that. And just their ability, their talent, they really are that special with their upside.
Now, Virginia's starting to get on a roll, especially offensively. Anthony Gill, the past two games against ranked foes, has gone 17-20 from the field. He has totaled 42 points combined in the last two games. He had 20 against West Virginia and then 22 last time out against Villanova. He's been impressive recently. Let's go on to UVA women's basketball. A tough loss at Ohio State yesterday. 93-73, your final score. Michaela Vincent with 24. Faith Randolph with 26 in the losing effort. The backcourt plays well, but defensively it just doesn't click for the Lady Cavaliers. They drop to 8-4. To the NFL, the New York Giants wide receiver Odell Beckham Jr., we thought it was coming. It came yesterday. Suspended for the next game against the Minnesota Vikings after his antics, his personal fouls, his headbutt or his, you know, head-on collision, his targeting. I mean, I could just keep going on and on the list of atrocities that happened against Carolina. But he'll be suspended for a game, which is good news for the Redskins because they're still battling the Giants and the Eagles for that NFC East division crown. Washington travels to Philly this Sunday for a divisional showdown. A win would pretty much eliminate the Eagles. I think it would eliminate the Eagles. And yeah, so they're in the driver's seat. Let's do this, Rick. Let's do this, Redskins Nation. Let's do it.
You're trying to use reverse psychology aren't you?
I'm in on this Redskins thing. Even though I hate all three teams equally.
Why are you in on this Redskins thing?
Because they're the Redskins.
And you're a Cowboys fan.
I want the community to be enthusiastic this holiday season. I do.
There's some ulterior motive here.
No.
I just don't know what it is. I'll figure it out.
No, you might not know this, but I'm generally a nice guy, despite this radio personality. Where I just get into arguments with you, and you and I feud all the time.
Well, I don't know why we do that either.
I don't know. We should stop, though. Actually, no. Let's not stop.
We should sing hand or hold hands and sing
Let's
Kumbaya.
Go on to a divisive topic for you and me. The NHL, the Washington Capitals 2-1 winners over the Carolina Hurricanes. You're thrilled. And also, the NBA. You know, I love talking about that. You hate the NBA because you're an old man.
I love the NBA.
You're an old man.
I am so looking forward to Friday when the NBA season starts.
That's not true. It's already begun. The Washington Wizards, 113-99 winners over the Sacramento Kings. So Washington trying to push back towards the 500 mark as we approach Christmas Day. Christmas Day is going to have some great games.
It's a doubleheader to kick off the season.
And the Cavs. No, yeah. No.
It's not a doubleheader?
No. Do you know how many games have been played?
On Friday, too.
We're over
the
25 mark.
It's the NBA doubleheader.
We're over the 25 mark.
That kicks off the season.
Kicks off the season? Don't you mean tips off the season?
No.
Kicks off.
Yeah.
Do you want to talk about college football?
Sure.
Do we really have games of importance?
We've got a game today. There's a bowl game this afternoon, actually. We should leave work early.
Are you sure about that?
Yes.
There's really a bowl game today. I didn't know there
was. Aren't you the sports guy?
I don't think there's a bowl today.
Wow.
1070 and 98.9 FM, WINA and WINA.com. It's the WINA Morning News with Rick and Jane. Rick on vacation today. And Jay in for him with Luke Neer now to take another look at sports at 8:21 and 58 degrees in Central Virginia. Hello, sir.
Hello, Jay. Let's get right to Monday Night Football. The New York Giants in action at the Miami Dolphins last night. An important game as far as the NFC East standings are concerned. Of course, the Washington Redskins and Philadelphia Eagles, both winners on Sunday, moving to 6-7. The Giants trying to keep pace, and they do just that with a 31-24 victory. Odell Beckham Jr., 2 touchdown catches, 166 yards receiving. Eli Manning, outstanding, 4 touchdown tosses, no picks, 355 yards in the air. So the Giants move into that three-way tie. Here's Eli's comments talking about the finish of this season.
We got to win games, and we got to stay on track, or we got to get a lead. And so, we got 3 games left, and you have to think we got to win all 3.
Yeah. So the Redskins get the Buffalo Bills this coming Sunday at 1 p.m. Final home game from FedEx Field, at least in the regular season, Jay. So that's what they have to look forward to. The Giants have a tough one welcoming in the unbeaten Carolina Panthers to town, and the Eagles have a tough test hosting the Cardinals, who were right now the 2 seed in the NFC. Yeah, that's your look at the NFL.
All right,
let's go on to Major League Baseball. According to sources, the San Francisco Giants are going to sign Johnny Cueto on a 6-year deal worth reportedly $130 million. So that's a development in MLB free agency.
Mm-hmm. All right.
On to the NBA. The Washington Wizards losers last night to the Memphis Grizzlies, 112-95. They dropped to 10-13 on the year. A rough start for John Wall, Brad Beal, and company. We'll see if they can get it turned around before Christmas, after Christmas.
What happens to Randy Whitman? Does he survive?
I don't know if you can blame it on him. I don't know if you can blame it all on Randy, because John Wall has been, I don't know, he's not been himself this year thus far.
Okay.
But as you look at the Wizards. To college basketball, Virginia moves up to number 8 in yesterday's AP poll. Their next foe, number 12, Villanova, who enters Charlottesville Saturday at noon. So it's a noon tip-off. Anthony Gill named ACC Player of the Week. Gill's comments on his recent play.
If I go to the glass as hard as I can, then that kind of creates opportunities for everybody else to create opportunities for myself to score the ball, you know. And as long as we're successful on the court, you know, I'm happy.
Yeah, AG had 20 points and 12 rebounds in last week's win over WVU. Should be a good one in Charlottesville. The Hoos coming out of the exam break this Saturday. Then they'll get Cal at home as well, so the homestand about to start for Virginia. Should be an exciting finish to December.
Mm-hmm. Now, you know, it's funny. It doesn't feel as like it's been as long with this exam break. Because, you know, Saturday, boom, you're back playing. Women play Friday night against Charleston Southern.
So. You really think so?
Yeah.
I think 10 days is a long time.
It is. It is.
For me.
It is. But I just don't know that it has felt that way.
I've been itching a little bit, Jay.
Yeah,
I've
know.
Itching
you need
days.
Your basketball.
I do.
I understand. I've been paying attention to the college football playoff, all that stuff.
Yeah, that's New Year's Eve. We're going to have to juggle plans.
Yeah, we do. I've got to find a way to watch it during a wedding.
And it's not like you can just DVR this.
No. I'm going to watch it live. She knows I love her, but I'm going to have to be watching on my phone. All right, anyways, coverage at 3 p.m. on ESPN Radio 1450 of Clemson and Oklahoma, followed by Alabama and Michigan State, all on ESPN Radio 1450. Thank you, Luke. It is 829
FM as well. It's 751 Thursday morning, December 17th. 46, some rain here in Charlottesville. Just light rain right now. Heavier to the west, and it's going to be heavier off and on throughout the day today. It's time for 1070. Oh, wait, by the way, Route 729, Milton Road, still closed this morning. One vehicle accident knocked down a power pole overnight last night. So last we heard, no cut through there on Milton Road, Route 729. It's time for 1070 and 98.9 Sports with Luke Neer.
Thank you very much, Rick. Let's open up with a look at NCAA men's basketball yesterday. Number 11, North Carolina, a win over Tulane, 96-72 for the Tar Heels. They have UCLA on tap for Saturday. Saturday's going to be a nice afternoon in college basketball. Other ACC scores to report on. Number 19, Louisville all over Kennesaw State, 94-57. And also NC State survives High Point at the buzzer. Cat Barber with a three to win it 76-73. For the University of Virginia, number 8 in the nation, a test against number 12, Villanova, looming this Saturday. Head coach Tony Bennett for more.
They really spread you out more than most teams offensively. It's very good. And then defensively, they get after you. They're just complete. And when we put the schedule together, we said, let's try to find the best available game. This was the last game we had. And we looked, and this was absolutely the best. One of the best in the country.
Yeah, certainly going to be a good one this Saturday. John Paul Jones Arena. Place should be rocking, Rick.
I think so, and it's an early one.
You
too.
Think so?
Yep.
You think so?
I'm pretty sure.
I was thinking about this the other day. This crowd has just been waiting to erupt. I mean, it was a packed house at William & Mary. It was a packed house at Lehigh. But those games weren't really competitive, so we didn't really hear the full-fledged boom of the arena. Hopefully we get that. I'm sure we will get that.
The full-fledged boom.
Yeah, the full-fledged boom.
Bring the boom.
Let's go to Cavalier women's basketball in action tomorrow. They'll exit the exam break hosting Charleston Southern. Joanne Boyle's squad is 7-3, 4-1 at home to open up this year. We'll go to the NBA. Last night, the Golden State Warriors got back into action for the first time since their first loss of the year, and they have no problems vanquishing the Phoenix Suns.
New streak,
128-103, your final score. Klay Thompson had 43-27 in the third quarter, wow. So he went on a Klay Thompson heat check. I know you don't know who that is, but maybe you'll know after the end of this year once the Warriors either repeat or lose to the San Antonio Spurs in the conference finals.
They're not going to.
Because the Spurs looking really good right now. They take down our Washington Wizards last night at the Alamo Dome. So Washington now is 10-14, and I'm worried. 114-95, your final score from that one. To the NFL, tonight, it doesn't matter what the game is because Star Wars comes out. But, Tampa Bay, St. Louis, 8:25 p.m.
What a crappy game.
I know. I mean, the NFL knew, though. They knew the release date, and they made it this game.
That's ridiculous. I saw a commercial for that the other day, only on the NFL Network. I'm like, you know what?
When it's only on the NFL Network, that's when you know. That's when you know. We also have Saturday football, and this is another terrible game. The New York Jets and the Dallas Cowboys at 8:25 on Saturday.
I did not realize we had Saturday. Or is there two games?
This happens every year. It happens every year.
But I didn't
December.
Know it started yet.
How long have you been alive?
A long time.
Okay. And you still, my parents are the same way. They still can't get it that at the end of the year there are Saturday games.
But
in
I never
the NFL.
Know when they start. It's this week.
It's always in December.
I know, but it's been December for 2 weeks.
Okay, fine. It's in the final.
How many games are there? Are there two games? Are there a bunch of them on Saturday?
There's only one.
Okay.
And then, because you know, wild card weekend is Saturday football as well. You
right.
probably forgot about
no,
that.
No, I know that. Playoff.
Are you sure?
Yes.
Are you sure you know?
Uh-huh.
Okay. All right. You're not just saying that. The Redskins are on Sunday hosting the Buffalo Bills at 1 o'clock. And that's your wrap of sports. I got nothing else.
Do you think Luke Skywalker is going to be in this movie?
Of course he's in this movie. He's in the promo. He's in the trailer. He's petting R2-D2 next to the fire.
You don't know that that's him.
Did you see the mechanical hand?
Yeah, you do not know. You don't know. I mean, everybody.
I know.
You don't know.